Hello, it's Tuesday, September 26th, and you're listening to Wing Radio. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We're glad everybody's tuning in today. Lisa's here. We did Sam and Trish Britain show this morning at 10 o'clock. It's going to air tonight, Tuesday night at 10 o'clock Eastern Time.
Their show is The Information Corner. You can find their website at theinformationcorner.com. I think we have them linked
right
on our site as well.
Yeah, if you go to the Radio A-List, they're linked there. And a real good show this morning. It was an hour long and very, very pleased with it. Also, this Friday we're going to have Sam and Trish Britain on to talk about the results of our latest poll, Who's the Worst Talking Head in the Mainstream Media? And I know Mr. Bill Brumbaugh, our guest today, has, that's Brumbaugh, Bill Brumbaugh. I still get it wrong after all these months and months. But I know Bill's...
Good morning, Alex.
Yeah, he gets my name wrong, too. Don't feel
sorry,
bad.
Sorry.
How you doing? Well, I know Bill's had a few run-ins with these mainstream media guys, but Bill makes an appearance on Wing TV every month. His website can be found at proactivenews.com. A lot of great information. He also has an email list that's the best there is for daily current events. So we'd like to welcome Mr. Bill Brumbaugh to Wing TV. How are you doing, Bill?
Hi, Bill.
Oh, I'm doing okay. I'm having a little pain episode right now, but I think I can survive. I really do. So.
Bill's trying to recover from kidney stones, so we wish him a speedy recovery.
Yeah, and I know
this time it's going to be 10 days. I've got 3 or 4 days in the past. The pain goes away, but the stones don't properly dissipate, so I'm going to go through hell for about 10 days, and God willing, that should not get in the butt.
Yeah, and I know I went through those years ago, and they're no treat for anyone, so our heart goes out to Bill. Now, Bill, you heard us mention our latest Wing TV poll, the results on Friday, the worst mainstream media talking head. You're going to be the only public vote, but if you had to pick just one, and everyone says, well, that's too hard to
do. No, actually, it's so tough, Bill, right? There's so many to choose from.
But if you had to select one, the worst mainstream media talking head, either in print, radio, or TV, who would it be?
Gosh, you know, I don't listen to many, so it's like, boy, how do you judge it? But I think Chris Keith Olbermann put himself in the running for it, and I'm going to pick Keith because he was talking about the good old days of Bill Clinton and was dead serious.
All right, well, okay, we're going to put that on the list. And, Bill, you wouldn't believe how many different names are on this list now. The people that tune into this show hate a lot of people.
We're essentially just trying to pick the worst who's at the top of the crap heap, but I think the crap heap's big enough to accommodate all of them.
It really is.
I mean, we've got O'Reilly, and
I know.
I mean, you know, O'Reilly is about the worst, but Keith Olbermann, you know, making his comment about Bill Clinton, moaning, whining, groaning over the old, great old days of Bill Clinton. Boy, that just put him up for a strong consideration in my book.
Well, you know, since you mentioned that, Bill, Lisa, why don't you jump in with your question?
Well, recently we were all treated to, or should I say subjected to, the Chris Wallace interview with Bill Clinton. What do you think about that interview?
Well, first of all, I think Chris Wallace is a stone-faced, uncharismatic interviewer.
So
he's got that strike against him. But when he came out and asked the question, saying, did you do enough to catch bin Laden and everything? You know, the fact is that Bill Clinton is so vulnerable on a multitude of issues, it was a sham and scam. Now, obviously, they were trying to make the Republicans look good, but it's like that whole thing, I think it was just a giant acting job between Wallace and Clinton. Bill Clinton come out and wagged his finger, waved his finger. I'm surprised he didn't throw the finger at Chris Wallace. But he came out and said, you know, listen, I didn't get in. Yes, I failed, but I tried. You know, the fact is, Bill Clinton, people have a very shallow memory of the man, you know.
You bet.
He was Mr. Charisma if you had no brain.
Exactly.
If you know what was going on, the fact is that when they talk about Bill Clinton, this is a guy who is receiving sexual favors from Monica Lewinsky, talking to Putin, Gorbachev, Hugo Chavez, all the big boys, and I don't know how the heck you can have somebody performing a sex act on you and have any consciousness, any true thought at what is actually going on. You could not do it. I mean, I happen to have that happen. I don't plan on it. But it's like, how could you concentrate? How could you elucidate? How could you do anything properly being in that situation? Now, most of the public never heard that because they didn't do it on the news.
Right.
But it's like all the records are there. It's in the official court records, which are still available under the Freedom of Information Act. So it's like how they could let him get away with that and not ask that question. Wallace should have shown that he was no little wussy like he acted and come right back and said, well, gee, was it easy for you to elucidate on Bin Laden when Monica was performing a sex act on you?
Well, plus, Bill, on top of that, he had phone sex with her, which was being tapped into by the Israelis. Plus, there's a Kathleen Willey.
Yeah, there were so many other women that he
right
was
in the
getting
White
sexual
House.
Favors from.
But you know what gets me the most about this interview is it's still perpetuating the myth of Osama bin Laden. Everyone's
right.
talking about whether he did enough to track down Osama. Well, Bill, 9/11 wasn't performed by Osama bin Laden, yet still, 5 years after the fact, they're still pushing the myth forward.
Exactly. That was going to be my next point, but you're too quick for me.
Yeah.
No, the fact is, I think Osama's been dead since about 2001. The fact is that he was having severe liver problems.
I mean,
I'm positive, and now they're saying, oh, yeah, well, you know, he might be dead now. They can't produce a guy. You know, the fact is, they've had plenty of time to manufacture him. The quality of the video that they present for him, I think that's all digital stuff. As a matter of fact, I know it is all digital video. You can make anything appear on digital video, which scares the heck out of me because now they've taken all the hardcore analog cameras down in the airports and put digital stuff in there. You know, they showed the 19, but they can't show the 19 in other than digital footage. And it's like, we know the 19 were Sana'i Arabians, you know. This is just all such a load of crap, but by perpetuating the myth of bin Laden, that's a great point. That, again, it puts in the already pre-prepared mindset of people, bin Laden, they really got to get him. I think bin Laden has been dead, and if he's not dead, he's impotent.
You know, he did say something kind of telling on that interview, though. He said that the reason why he failed is because when he wanted to go into Afghanistan to get Osama, the FBI and the CIA refused to certify that Osama was actually in Afghanistan. But we commented after that interview, and Victor was saying, yeah, because they were gearing up for 9/11.
Yeah, they needed a fall guy.
Absolutely. And due to the tight, very close relationship of Bush and the bin Laden family, that is Bush's... That's a thorn in his side because the fact is they actually made so many references in Michael Moore's movie to bin Laden and the Bush family and, it's amazing. But bin Laden, I'm sure, is dead. They would have found him somehow, some way. They've got cameras that they can check the temperature of your butt in a chair 5 miles beneath the ground.
Exactly.
You're not going to tell me that they just can't find bin Laden. I refuse to believe that.
Well, plus over the weekend, there were the latest reports, Osama dead by typhoid. So it's Orwell's perpetual enemy. It's never going to end. But, Bill, let's switch gears here now. During September 12th through 14th, there's a lot of Canadians now that are upset that there was a secret meeting held in Banff Springs Hotel up in Canada, attended by representatives from Mexico, the United States, and Canada. And this was a secret meeting about the
North American Union.
Right, everybody knows about, or at least people that tune into shows like yours or ours, know about the NAFTA superhighway. Give us an update on where this stands at this moment.
Well, it's definitely moving forward post-haste, no doubt about it. The fact is that Bush is going to push this through, along with Paul Martin and everybody else. They're going to do it. Why? Because there's tremendous revenue to be derived. And that's really the thing. The fact is that when we get the superhighways, notice I use that plural, the superhighways between the North and South connecting Mexico with Canada, the fact is at that point you're going to have a lot of extraneous North Americans that have no job, no promise of a job, and we're going to see the complete and total collapse of this country. I truly do believe that.
Well, segueing into that, and I know you've covered this on your email news updates, and we're going to talk about that in a second, how everybody can sign up for that. But you ran two different stories about illegal aliens. One was that there was a five-year-old girl who was raped by an illegal alien who had to be
tested. Completely ignored by the media.
Right, who had to be tested for AIDS. And also last week, there was a woman who was tied by the neck to the bumper of a truck in Denver and dragged through the streets for over a mile by an illegal alien. Tell us about both these cases and what the hell is going on with the illegals, why we can't stop this.
Well, now, according to the federal government, we have a major drop in the crime rate. That is some total crap. I've got friends that are police officers in California. I've got one who's retiring 2 years short of his 20. Why is that? Because he can't take ignoring the calls that are gang-related. They completely ignore those calls.
Why?
Why? Because they've been told to ignore that. Okay, now let's go back to the five-year-old girl. The fact is, I sent a follow-up story, or I thought I did, that proved the guy who raped her has HIV. She's definitely infected. If, again, he spilled any semen, and it was very clear the seminal matter was present on the body. So it's like, let's just say that if indeed AIDS is what they claim it is, that girl has got a short life ahead of her,
yep.
And she's going to suffer horribly. Now, with a woman being dragged, that's absurd because the guy was an illegal alien. He was mad at her for some yet unknown reason. There's been no follow-up in the media. Why? Well, because the fact is they don't want to smear illegals, and that's a big issue. But there's an even bigger issue than that going on, and that is the presence of drug-resistant tuberculosis and other old diseases in Mexico. Now, hygiene in Mexico is rather poor, but the drug-resistant stuff, we're talking, you get it, you're going to be affected. There is no treatment. And it's like, they don't have anybody survive that. But for some reason, nobody anywhere, except for Dr. Mercola and some others, does anything on drug-resistant ailments.
Mm-hmm.
These are not coincidental. These are incidental. They have been planned out in Mexico. And I think that is the big problem with the border. You know, Bush okayed the border. We've got to build a wall 700 miles, which covers a small fraction of the border. And the fact is, the Republicans are cooing about it. Wow, you way to go, you know. But it's a bunch of crap. The fact is, that's a wall. It not only keeps the potential for Mexicans out, which is absurd, because Bush is trying to, give all of them amnesty, but it would trap Americans in this country as well if they wanted to escape.
Yeah.
And I think that's a more relevant issue. A wall is a two-way gig, folks. They don't put steps on one side and then a shear on the other.
Right.
They put this wall up to keep Americans in, because Bush and the Republicans, the neocons, the Democrats, are all in favor of the legalization and the North American Union. You're not going to have a union if, indeed, you can simply come north and, if you can just avoid the issue.
Right.
That's absurd. So it's like, what a bunch of crap. And I knew he was going to play this Trump card somewhere down the line, because the fact is that was really the big issue. Now, there's no more talk about it. The illegal alien issue has gone away. But the drug-resistant ailments that illegals carry, I'll tell you what, I want to see how the Canadians are going to offer to this. You know, we just had 60 border crossers, Americans, walk off the job for a couple of days in Blaine, Washington. Why is that? Because the media was putting out a statement saying there's a mass murderer, a guy who is of a very heinous nature, trying to cross into Canada. And it's like they said, okay, you'll let the Canadians carry weapons. We want to carry them too. But instead, they walk off the job because the American authorities won't let them carry guns. These people are not qualified to carry guns, damn it. I mean, these are people that, with rare exception of military experience, most of them have no training to do it. But, God, they want a gun, like the IRS. They all want to carry a gun. And it's absurd. And that's how they're terrifying not only the public, they have us on the edge of regarding terrorism and the liquids issue. Oh, my goodness, they relax that. And now all the newscasts are saying it doesn't change the fact that a small amount of liquid could bring a plane down. God, I mean, it's absurd the way they're acting. But they have everybody terrified and terrorized in this country. And it's like, it's a very dangerous mob mentality that we're dealing with.
Let me ask, get back to something you said. You said something very interesting. You said that law enforcement is ignoring gang-related calls.
That's absolutely true.
Is this widespread?
In particular, that way they can claim that crime has been minimized, but when they get ready to excoriate Bush, they'll come out and say, oh, my God, it's so terrible. I sent out an article about a pastor who is afraid to walk down the street simply because you've got the 18th Street and Peaceful Valley warning, and they just do drive-bys ad hoc at people who are not members of one gang or the other, and then they shoot one gang or another. It's a war zone in the gang areas among the Hispanics, and the blacks, I'm afraid, are going to pick back up on it because the primary class that is being laid off right now in this country are the black middle class. So they're going to fall back into it, and they'll generate their own gangs again. And it's like the Hispanics are well-armed. They've been importing illegal weapons thanks to the CIA for a couple decades now. The blacks are going to have to work real hard to catch up. And the whites are going to kick back and, well, praise God, it'll all be okay. We'll be raptured soon.
Yeah.
It's insane.
Yeah. Well, Bill, I want to ask you a question about what you said a little bit earlier. But first, tell everybody how they can find your website and how they can sign up for your email newsletter.
Okay. Right now I'm building a second site, and I'll tell you what it is. It's Bill Brumbaugh, that's BRUMBAUGH.com. That'll be my audio site. I will have all my shows archived up there. They'll be available free for a 24 to 36-hour time period. And then after that, you're going to have to pay a couple dollars for it. Ooh, you know. But the main site is proactivenews.com. Proactivenews.com. And again, you go there, and I have hundreds of articles up there, folks. And it's like, and you can get on my email list real easy by writing subscribe to bill@proactivenews.com.
Very good. And I get Bill's updates every day. They're invaluable for keeping up with what's going on in the world. Now, you talked about this rape of the little 5-year-old girl. The rapist, the illegal alien, had AIDS. You also put a story out a few days ago that somebody, I guess a doctor or the AMA or whatever, wants compulsory, mandatory AIDS testing. And you put in a little comment that said, be very wary because if you didn't have AIDS before you went in for the test, you might walk out having it. Comment on that.
Well, the fact is that they have done careless, negligent work in so many ways, using the needles. I still remember Margaret Heckler, Secretary of State under Reagan, back years ago, saying, I want to assure the public that AIDS is not contagious, the needles are 100% safe, and it's like 500,000 people, based on that, during the next 3 years, got AIDS. Okay, well, let's take it a step further. I don't trust the people. It's like I've given blood for so many years, I've given gallons of blood, but I will not do it here. Because they will not let me sterilize the needle myself. They will not let me use my stuff on the needle. And it's like, it's all changed. Down in California, everybody wanted my blood. And it's like, up here, it's like, I will not be stuck in the arm with a needle. Because I think we're to the point now, they're getting ready to reduce world population at a radical rate. I mean, we see the E. coli biological attack, and what can it be other than a biological attack? Load of crap. I mean, they traced it now to 4 different counties. They said it was just isolated through natural solutions, a distributor. Now they've traced it to 4 different counties. How can that be? We've got different water sources. We've got different brands of E. coli, and it's all going to come from the same batch of water? I don't think so. This was a biological attack, and what is the dominant work that Mexicans do, Hispanics do? We've got a terrorist, a Muslim activist probably, who helped spread E. coli. Not just one, a whole series of them. And it's like, it was very successful. Now they've gauged the results. They know the public got very afraid. And they can pretty much do it at a whim. because they didn't investigate the people that worked there. All they did was figure out that it came from four different distributors.
Uh-huh. Let me switch gears here. Recently, various factions on the Internet are promoting Chavez and Ahmadinejad, saying, you know, they like that they're coming out bashing Bush.
Yeah.
And all this stuff, and all of a sudden now we should throw our support behind Chavez, a socialist. Yet, I've been telling Victor this, and I've been saying this to people too. Why don't we apply the same litmus test to Chavez and Ahmadinejad? Why aren't they telling the truth about 9/11? Both men know the truth. Chavez met with William Rodriguez, last man out of the towers, in Venezuela. And we heard this from William Rodriguez's own lips. Okay? He knows the truth about 9/11. Ahmadinejad alluded briefly to 9/11, but hasn't come out and stuck the knife in about 9/11 publicly. Why not? Why aren't they telling the truth about 9/11 since they know it and they want to bring down the Bushies, neocons, and Zionists?
And let me add to this. Let
me answer that real quick. Are we sure that he's not telling the truth and the media is just refusing to print it?
Right.
I think that's a relevant issue.
Yep.
Well, I mean,
I think because Chavez knows, everybody knows who is somebody, but they're playing along because there is great revenue from this. I mean, Chavez offered us oil at $50 a barrel. We refused it. I think he was a very patient man to a point. I'm not a socialist, but he did do good work for his people. Unfortunately, socialism collapses in on itself and leaves devastation afterwards. I mean, all the governments do that are not a Republican form of government. We're a Democratic form of government. We're not Republican. So it's like, I think that's real important, but I have a feeling Chavez has spoken out and has told the truth, but it hasn't been forceful enough for the media to take notice.
Well, you know when he had a real good opportunity was last week when he stood in front of that podium at the United Nations. There is no way the entire global media could have covered that up, but he let the opportunity pass, and he was just doing his shtick. But I think the biggest point that we've been trying to make, Bill, is this guy's pushing hardcore socialism that's bordering on communism, and just because someone's an enemy of our enemy doesn't make him necessarily our friend, does it?
No, it doesn't, and that's a good point. I think Chavez really, though, initially tried to deal with the U.S., He's always had the ability to deal with China. However, now he's going to sell all of his oil to China. And it's like, I'm sure he just finally said, why not screw the United States, screw Bush, screw everybody. They're out here screwing everybody else. We'll screw them too. And I'm afraid his emotions have taken over. And plus, again, the money is very lucrative. It's just his system of government will fail. All socialist, all communist forms of government fail. And eventually will evolve into the world fascism, which will fail too. But by the time it fails, God knows where we're going to be at.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
America's supposed to be a constitutional republic, yet many people say it's a democracy. But aren't we a mixture of capitalism and socialism now?
Yes, we are. Absolutely. And the fact is, free enterprise, whatever happened to that? No, we have to have socialism governed by laws. Laws that are subject to mutation, to abuse and misuse, simply because it's a law over man. You know, if we went by the Bible, many of us, and there's so much diversion on that, so much different opinions on that, we could make it work. But we're not going to do that. We've got rapturists, we've got the no rapturists, we've got the preterists. We've got the Catholics, and God knows where they're at. The fact is that we're going to have to fail, and people are going to search for the truth. And there's very, very dark times ahead, including meteorological disasters. I mean, we've had the jet stream touchdown less than 3 miles from where I am. It's touchdown, I think, 3 times. Now, that's bringing record heat to us. Everybody says, well, shouldn't it bring cold? No, because the ice caps are melting to a great degree, and there's frozen methane in the ice caps, and we're going to face some horrors. We're going to face absolute horrors here, I think, real soon.
I agree. Now, within the last day or so, there was a report by the NIE, the National Intelligence Estimate, that says, and now this wasn't a full report, this was just something leaked to the New York Times, that in Iraq, because of this war that's been going on for 3+ years now, that there's actually more terrorism in the world than less.
Yeah, and that we're recruiting terrorists through our actions. We're forcing the recruitment of terrorists through our actions.
Yeah,
it's like, that is what I've been saying since day one. However, you know, Bush and company, they get on TV and they say, no, we're stemming up terrorism. You know, there's another issue here that is real important, too, and that is the Taliban had stopped all 100%. The growth of opium,
exactly.
The poppy crops were dead. I mean, they were stopping them dead. And now it's at 300% of what it was previously.
Yeah.
The availability of the drugs at an extreme low cost is bothering me, because I think that's a big piece of sponsorship for the gang members. But the public doesn't see it. They're too busy worrying about the price of gas. And by the way, in Oklahoma, gas is under $2 a gallon.
Well, I was going to ask you about that. That can't more people see that these oil prices aren't based on supply or demand, that it's all the whims of big oil and these globalists, and the prices are falling for one reason now, because we have a midterm election.
Right.
And, Bill, what's going to happen to oil prices as soon as the elections are over?
Well, I think they'll hike right back up. We'll have some... I'm trying to think of the word, and I can't right now. I made a move on the chair, and I'm hurting. I think we'll have some faux pas or terrorist event take a place that is orchestrated and will jack the prices right up. We haven't seen the top end of the oil prices. The fact is, Europe pays anywhere from $4 to $6 a gallon. They were cooing about how happy they were that America is paying $3 a gallon, and they'll joyously embrace the fact that America ends up paying in the same range, the same price range, that they are $4 to $6 a gallon. And so it's like people are looking towards that, and yet there's so many other issues going on, and it's like we're being scammed on the oil, 100%. Take that as a fact, folks. And if indeed we pulled some united issues, which we won't because we're all so diverse in our beliefs, why don't we all be Americans? Why don't we try and stand for righteousness and goodness as a unified element? That's how we develop a real third-party candidate. You know, I don't know if you read about Buchanan.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And what he's been saying, I should have said, I know you read about Buchanan. But what he's been saying about the illegals and stuff is really ringing true. But he's ignoring the drug-resistant issue. Now, he makes a real good point about what's going to happen, how it's going to affect the economy and stuff. He's got a new book out on it. Wait till it comes out on paperback, folks. But the fact is that Pat Buchanan betrayed all freedom lovers in this country many, many years ago when he was on Larry King, and Larry asked him, due to it was about 40% of a vote swing that was orchestrated on television, and that was through voter election services, and he asked Buchanan, Pat, do you think you were a victim of vote fraud? Buchanan looked him right in the eye and said, yes, Larry, I do. And then there was that uncomfortable dead silence that went about 10 seconds, and King's waiting for him to comment. Buchanan sold out in favor of the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. He didn't want to upset the quote-unquote balance of power. Well, now he may be worthy of being trusted again, but God knows it's taken way too long. It really has.
Bill, I don't know how closely you've been following Saddam Hussein's court trial, but
I tune it in on a regular basis when I get on C-SPAN.
Recently they reported he was thrown out of court again. I don't know if it was like the second time. Maybe he's been thrown out more than that. They won't let him make a statement. He wants to make a statement. Victor was commenting that they keep him in a cage. What are they so afraid of? Why won't they let him make a statement?
Well, first of all, I don't believe that's Saddam. I mean, this is a vampire-toothed Saddam who doesn't look anything like Reverend Glitter Teeth or the real Saddam. Saddam's very vain. He had intense work done on his teeth. None of the news media said, well, Saddam had his teeth altered so he wouldn't be readily identifiable. I don't know what happened to Saddam. I don't know if he's alive or dead or whatever. I don't think that's Saddam. But whoever it is, they will not let the guy talk. And I think they're afraid that he'll come out and say, hey, look, I ain't Saddam. Saddam died or is living in Caracas or wherever else. They will not let the guy talk. I want to hear, if we're going to string this guy up, I want to hear what the hell he has to say.
Or maybe he's going to say, he wants to say something about 9/11.
Yeah, who knows?
Could be.
But, oh, Bill, here's one of your subjects that you keep an eye on more than anybody out there. That's, of course, the housing bubble. It continues its tailspin. Just give me a minute here to go over a few things. In foreclosures now are at their highest point since the Great Depression.
And by the way, that's been about 5 years. I believe that increase has been ever present.
Right. In Detroit, during the first 8 months of 2006, foreclosures have risen 137%. New home construction for August is down 6%. It's down 20% since last year. Also, in Loudoun County, Virginia, there is a joke going around now that the official flower is a for sale sign because there's so many houses for sale. And what's happening is these speculators who bought the houses during the bubble wanted to flip them real quick, make a real fast profit. Well, what they're doing is dumping these houses at a loss. They're out of the market. And with gas prices going down, if this quells the inflation worries, what if inflation rates go up even higher now by the Federal Reserve? This whole thing is leading to a potential disaster, isn't it?
Exactly, and that's a astute observation about the Federal Reserve and inflation rates. The fact is, gas rates are going down, as you said, midterm. It's all a PR job, and they're going to go back up. However, once they start on the inflation rate, they'll just keep it up. You know, I've got a friend who's been working in the housing business for some time. She just got out. She lost her rear end, and I told her not to do it. But she was going to a church, the Prosperity First, you know, church, and the thing is that she's sitting there trying to tell me, well, you know, if we believe in prosperity, it'll happen. Well, that's muddy-minded thinking. I mean, that can't be, and she's a dear friend, but it's like her and her husband, hey, they're right back where they started 5 years ago.
Right.
She was on the verge of making a killing, and I told her, you try and make a killing, somebody might fight back and kill you. Well, she's stuck with a lot of stuff that she's going to lose. They're going bankrupt right now. Well, the fact is that with the housing prices, you know, the old adage, people need three things, a place to sleep, a place, air to breathe, and food to eat. Well, the fact is that where all those things are going to be in short, short supply. And I think the economy and the economic crunch is going, we haven't even started to realize the full implications of it. The housing market is probably the best one because, again, people need a place to lay their head.
These Prosperity First churches, they're basically telling people God wants us to be rich, right?
Yeah, and it's like God does not want them to be rich at the devastation of other nations. That's Bush thinking. That's neocon thinking. That's absolutely absurd.
Right. One last thing, Bill, and then we're going to have you give your website address out again. I wanted to talk about the Pope meeting the Muslim leaders about Egypt starting the nuclear program or potentially starting one, but there's the last thing, and we touched upon a little bit, was there's some ex-military officers now coming out criticizing Rumsfeld. One guy named Major General Paul Eaton assessed Rumsfeld as incompetent and strategically, operationally, and tactically. And also we talked about this on Wing TV a couple weeks ago about the real death count in Iraq for the U.S.
Right.
is being above 12,000.
Way higher.
Yeah, they get them off the ground, They're not dead in Iraq. They're just casualties of war.
Yeah, they're not reporting all the deaths.
Yeah.
So, Bill, give everybody your website address. It's been great again. I look forward to this every month because we get to talk about just cutting edge news on the cusp, and you're always right on top of it more than anyone.
And we really,
you know, I get a lot of comments from your listeners. You're a great guest, and it's like, why don't you have your own show? And I try to tell them I've had my own show for about 15 years now.
Yeah.
But anyways, we'll get it going in here real soon with the audio files, much along the lines of what you're doing.
Well,
by the way, I've got about $500 worth of mics here. I'm going to end up using, like you guys, a mic that is a little bit less expensive, but it'll do the job because nothing seems to work now. I mean, the technology has evolved so radically. All these hundreds of dollars worth of mics and stuff I have are totally useless. Just going to plug right in the computer and take it from there. Well, our website is proactivenews.com. Also, you can find my new website, BillBrumbaugh.com, proactivenews.com, BillBrumbaugh.com, and it'll give you a little taste of what I've got coming up. I think it's critical times, folks. We have got to evaluate things. We've got to act like Christians who care. And I'm not saying non-Christians are not welcome, but we've got to act and be caring and sharing. We have got to be open and hoping that those around us will pay attention. And if not, shake the dust off your sandals and move on, because there are people that are hungry for information alternatives. Don't waste your time talking to your father who thinks you're a nut, or your sister or your wife or whatever. Get out there and just look for the issue that people are hungry for, elucidate on that, and God willing, we can make positive, righteous change.
And a great place to start is with Bill's email newsletter. Contact him, proactivenews.com. I know I get these updates and many other people do. And Bill gets his information from a wide variety of sources. It's eclectic. It's touching on a lot of different things. And if you like the issues or the type of talk you hear today with Bill Brumbaugh on Wing TV, this is what he's doing every single day with his email newsletter. So, Bill, I just want to thank you for coming on again, and we certainly look forward to it again next month.
Well, thank you, Victor, and thank you also, Lisa.
We hope you feel better, Bill, soon.
I am feeling a little bit better right now. I just hope it improves for 10 days, and at that point, I'll be out running and jumping and playing.
All right, very good. Well, thank you once again. We're going to be back tomorrow on Wing TV. Until then, keep your eyes open, because there's a lot going on.
See everybody then.